Though I am a longtime spanking enthusiast and practitioner turned pro, next week I will be attending my very first Crimson Moon spanking party in Chicago. Walking into any kinky party for the first time can be daunting, even to this elder. So I decided to ask myself how I was going to make the experience most fulfilling, extra satisfying, and successful in my own mind. Deciding to share these thoughts through this process seemed like a really good idea, not only for your information, but also for my own personal clarity and benefit. As I would advise anyone who asked me, what are some of the things I should do to prepare for my first spanking or kinky party? I began by reviewing the Crimson Moon website and then their FetLife page. In there, I read about the daily events being held and was pleasantly surprised to find something that newly piqued my interest. The Littles events intrigued me. A new and unexplored fetish. How exciting! I immediately wrote the person who was hosting that event and expressed my curiosity. I asked her if someone would mind chatting with me about the ins and outs of AB and Littles play. Oh, and I also asked if there was a difference between the two. She came back with a heartwarming response and welcomed me to the event. That was exactly what I needed in order to feel comfortable walking through her door. Fortunately for me, after reviewing the attendees list, I knew some of the people and began writing them directly. But if you don't know a soul, keep reading. There is still hope for you. I mentioned that this was going to be my first Crimson Moon party, and did they have any suggestions for me? Responses back were also welcoming and helpful. I was directed to reach out directly to the party givers, Yoni and Tasha. Over the past 20 years, I have heard about Yoni and Tasha, each of them having engaging reputations both behind and in front of the camera. I just had never met either one. It is bewildering to think that we know the same people and run in the same circles, but have never met face to face. I decided, as I would suggest to you, to reach out to both Yoni and Tasha and to introduce myself. The quick notes back and forth with Yoni turned into a telephone gabbing session. We found out that we were the same age, had a similar heritage, and grew up one town from each other. He even knew a boy I dated when I was back in high school. It just goes to show you, you never know what you might have in common. Our conversation then spilled over into a suggestion that I chat with Tasha and her sister Melody about a few miscellaneous topics related to the party. I was sure to follow through with that, as I knew the more connection I had with the party givers, the more comfortable I would feel walking through their doors. Now, as time is getting closer to D-Day, the conversations within the discussions on FetLife are getting saucier, and our truest colors have begun to shine through. Even though I don't know most of those people, it's become abundantly clear that we all have something very special in common. Besides the fact that we're all kinky in some way, we are also brave souls enough to say so and do something about it. Happily, it seems that no matter where the party is held, by whom, or what time of year, that is always true. I made sure to comment on several discussions regarding things from arriving times to rules of spanking conduct to the kinds of tea being served at Alice's party. Because my special kink is spanking naughty girls, I made sure to also make comments and drop hints to that effect. Some were subtle, and some were not so subtle. Always communicating with the intent to connect with others before the party. I wanted to make sure that when I did walk through the hotel doors, there would be a sense that new but familiar cohorts were on the other side. Today, with a sense that the groundwork has been laid, I've begun pulling together the outfits I want to wear along with the naughtiest of toys for me to carry in my carry bag. I love watching TSA go through my bag. The time I've spent over the last 2 weeks has settled my worries about walking through the doors by myself. I have a mental list of the new people I've chatted with over FetLife. You might want to have actually a list so as not to miss anyone. When I meet them face to face, I will already have things to further our relationship and friendship along. And there will also be people wanting to meet me. All of these connections, though new, have lifted my spirits enough to be tagged excited. Now, when you ask, how do I prepare for a spanking or kinky party? I hope you have an idea of a way to make it successful for yourself. And I hope to see you there. Spank on. This is Madam Samantha Baker.